From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Last hour, Senate Democrats broke a Republican filibuster on their health care overhaul bill. It puts the measure on a path toward passage before Christmas. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The key vote came just after 1 a.m. It was on the 383-page manager's amendment offered Saturday by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. All 60 members of the Democratic caucus, the 58 Democrats and two independents who normally vote with them, joined together to vote to end debate on the amendment. That proved the votes are there for the remaining two procedural votes needed to pass the bill, which under Senate rules, Republicans can still delay until Christmas Eve. Passage of the bill by the Senate will not assure its enactment, however. It still must be reconciled with a very different measure passed by the House last month. Neither bill has votes to spare, which will make negotiating a compromise tricky. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
The leader of Iran's religious reform movement died over the weekend. Grand Ayatollah Hossein Ali Montazeri will be buried on Monday. Thousands of people are expected to be there for his funeral. Montazeri was 87. He led resistance to Iranian political leaders who have cracked down on dissent this year and staged huge show trials against protesters. Montazeri was a leader in the 1979 revolution that brought religious leaders into power. More recently, he criticized fellow clerics for becoming political dictators and using religion as a cover. Japan's prime minister has seen his approval rating fall below the 50% mark just 3 months after taking office. In August, his Democratic Party of Japan ended more than half a century of rule by the Liberal Democratic Party. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
A poll released Monday by Japan's Asahi newspaper showed approval for Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama had slid to 48%, down from 62% in a November survey. 74% of respondents said that Hatoyama had not shown sufficient leadership. 60% were dissatisfied with his handling of plans to relocate a U.S. Marine air base on the island of Okinawa. The government has irked Washington by delaying a decision on that issue until next year. Another poll by the Mainichi daily newspaper showed Hatoyama's ratings at 55%. The Asahi poll, though, showed the DPJ held a 42% to 18% lead over the opposition LDP. The two sides will face off in an election for the upper house of parliament in mid-2010. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The railroad that links Britain with mainland Europe is closed indefinitely. Eurostar suspended service on Friday. That is when five trains got stuck inside the Channel, the rail tunnel underneath the English Channel. Eurostar apologized, saying trains were disrupted by acute weather in northern France. You're listening to NPR. Reports from San Diego say one person died in San Diego Bay on Sunday when a recreational boat collided with a Coast Guard patrol boat. Five other people were hurt. All the victims were aboard the recreational boat. There's no word on what caused the accident. It occurred as a Christmas boat parade was being held in the bay. Dutch car maker Spyker is putting in a last-minute bid for Saab after parent company General Motors said it would close the Swedish unit for a lack of suitable buyers. Terry Schultz has details.
Spyker says GM has until Monday night to decide whether it will accept the latest offer, a revised proposal from the one that was rejected last week. Talks between GM and the luxury sports car manufacturer collapsed in part over the failure of Spyker to secure a loan from the European Investment Bank. This led GM to decide it would end the year-long effort to sell the Saab brand and instead would dismantle the company. Now Spyker says it has resubmitted a bid and addressed all of GM's concerns, eliminating the need for a loan, and it wants an answer by close of business. GM says it also received offers from other companies and will be evaluating them all. Keeping Saab afloat would save 3,500 jobs in Sweden and thousands more around the world. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Actress Brittany Murphy has died. The 32-year-old collapsed at her L.A. home on Sunday and was rushed to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. The Los Angeles coroner's office says Murphy's death appears to be of natural causes, although the office plans an autopsy early this week. Murphy starred in films such as Clueless, 8 Mile, and Don't Say a Word. Funeral details have not been announced. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.